WMFO in Medford. All right, Mike on the mic here with you on a Saturday. Let me tell you what I played in that last set. Started off definitely with some heartfelt stuff. You know, for those of us that love John Prine, can't believe he's gone, and certainly how he left us was terrible. Last week, his family released what they called, as I said before, the last recording from John Prine called I Remember Everything. It's just outstandingly beautiful and sad and everything. After that, Boston's own Andrea Gillis with a track called Moonlight Eyes. Then Jarvis Cocker came in here with a track called Black Magic. Sounded an awful lot like Crimson Clover, so I had to, but I didn't want to play just any version. I found a great cover by Prince. Whoa, what an incredible job he did. Crimson and Clover. And the great Dennis Wilson finished off the set with an album he did way back in 1973, title track Pacific Ocean Blues. Okay, I don't usually do sets that are themed. I don't think about them too much. They just happen. And believe it or not, this just happened. I was trying to just sort of find some songs to play, including a leftover request for a friend for Boston band Sheila Devine. And as I looked around, I found a bunch of tracks that had a common theme. And that common theme is decrying racism and social injustice. And, you know, I'm frustrated, I'm angry, I'm tired like everybody else. So I want to play a five-song set that contains two brand new tracks and three that, you know, aren't new, but they tell the story the way it needs to be told, the way that music can do. I'm going to play tracks from Betty LeVette, from Steve Earle, from Bobby Darin, from the great Phil Oakes, and as I mentioned, from the Sheila Devine. Let's start off with a cover by Betty LeVette of a Billie Holiday track. It's a haunting track called Strange Fruit that was written about a lynching. And this song has often been called into use to invoke the need for change in the face of America's greatest sins. It's a perfect track to start out with. Listen to it. It's just, like I said, haunting. This is WMFO in Medford.
Trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves, blood at the root, black bodies swinging in the southern breeze, strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scenes of the gallant south, bulging eyes and twisted mouths, the scent of magnolias, sweet and fresh, then the sudden smell of burnt flesh. Thank you. the crows to pluck, the rain to get, for the wind to suck, the sun to rot, for the trees to drop. Here is a strange and bitter cry. Here is a strange and bitter cry. It's a bitter crop. It's a bitter crop.
Against the wall, says the tall one. That's a cute mustache. Have you got any hash? I'd like to make a buy, says the small one. Not a whole thing silly, but I'm staring at the billy, quietly asking myself, now will it use that thing to make my eardrums ring? It's all a bad dream and I'm in South Philly now. Tell him, Mr. Horner. Me and Mr. Horner in Yuma, Arizona, trying to hitch a ride to Denver. Well, out of a toll comes the highway patrol to check up on my gender. Is it her or him, or maybe Tiny Tim? Now up against the fence says the dense one. You have picked a bad spot to smoke your pot. What you gonna do two against one? Not a whole thing silly, but I'm staring at the billy, quietly asking myself, now will it use that thing to make my eardrums ring? It's all a bad dream and I'm in South Philly now. Tell him, Mr. Horner.
I don't know if you can see this little button I'm wearing. It says Impeach Nixon. It's Agnew 2 if we can do it, either way. The media's been saying for some time that the movement is dead, that there's no more anti-war marches, and therefore the movement's dead. I think if ever there was an issue to revive some stagnant minds, I think Nixon is providing it. And the media for a long time has been engaged in a kind of a thought control and trying to keep people quiet, and until Nixon started to get so strong they got frightened enough to want to get rid of the man. He's after all, a man is judged by the company he keeps. Especially when he appoints his company as the attorney general, his best friend, John Mitchell, his attorney general, his law partner, his campaign manager, caught now publicly admitting that he was discussing breaking the law. Quite obvious to all that he did, in fact, break the law. In any other country, the guy would have resigned out of a sense of honor or commitment or character. America being what it is, Nixon being what he is, he's going to try to stay president of the corporation for as long as he can. It doesn't really matter that he personally ordered a break-in into the office of a psychiatrist. It doesn't really matter that, turns out, he just, that mansion of the so-called Western White House was paid for by a business pal. Nixon didn't put one penny on for that house that he lives in. Never has a man so low ever been in public life here in America. So instead of standing around saying, gee, do you think you might be impeached? Instead of saying that, say, he can be impeached if you will it, if you decide to make it your will. Write it on the wall, spread it around, get it around Detroit. Let the boys know something's up. Here's to the state of Richard Nixon. For underneath his border, the devil draws no line. If you drag his muddy rivers, nameless bodies you will find. And the fat trees of the forest have hit 1,000 crimes. And the calendar is lying when it reads the present time. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the schools of Richard Nixon, where they're teaching all the children that they don't have to care. All the rudiments of hatred are present everywhere. And every single classroom is a factory of despair. Oh, there's nobody learning such a foreign word as fair. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of. Yes, and here's to the cops of Richard Nixon. They're chewing their tobacco as they lock the prison door. And their bellies bounce inside them when they knock you to the floor. No, they don't like taking prisoners in their private little wars. And behind their broken badges, there are murderers and more. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the churches of Richard Nixon and Billy Graham. I think Billy Graham should be castrated. Where the cross was made of silver, now is caked with rust. And the Sunday morning sermons pander to their lust. All the fallen face of Jesus is choking in the dust. And heaven only knows in which God they can trust. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the government of Richard Nixon. In the swamp of their bureaucracy, they're always bogging down. And criminals are posing as the mayors of the towns. And they hope that no one sees the sights and no one hears the sounds. And the speeches of the Spiro are the ravings of a clown. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yeah.
That's WMFO in Medford. Wow. Yeah, if you listen to that set and you didn't feel something, whether it's whatever it is, it's anger, frustration, just sadness, then, the music isn't doing it for you, and I guess you got to find something else. That was just so powerful to hear the following set, all about decrying racism and social injustice and speaking out through music. Started with Betty LeVette. As I said, it was a cover of Billie Holiday's haunting track called Strange Fruit. Written about strange fruit as a metaphor, hanging from a tree. It's about a lynching. Times Like These. Right after that, a new track from Steve Earle. Me and Mr. Honer. Honer is a brand name of a harmonica, so, you know, it's talking about his experiences with a harmonica, but when you listen to the lyrics, it's really his experiences with the police, bad experiences with the police. That was from a 2004 record. Songs from Big Sur, from Bobby Darin. Here's to the State of Richard Nixon Live from Phil Oakes, 1973, that was recorded. And these days, you could certainly replace Richard Nixon with the current occupant, right? The Orange Menace. Did I say that out loud? Sorry, not sorry. And finished off with a request for Christopher Johnson. As I said, he had last week requested to hear the great Boston band, the Sheila Divine. And I was looking for something to play, and I came across this. Melancholy Mass. It's from a record of theirs. Came out last year in 2019, called Beginning of the End is Where We'll Start Again. And let me just quote a lyric for you. So relevant still. Come November, it's them or us. Something's got to change. This is WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike. I will be with you till 11 a.m. Let's start the next set with new noise from Walter Becker and Donald Fagen, but it's not going to sound like you think it sounds. That's for sure. This is way, way before Steely Dan. This is something that some of which have been released over the years, but they just released a lot of them. There's quite a bit of it. And I wanted to play this. I don't know if it's representative of what it sounds like. It's all over the place from what it sounds like. But this is Walter Becker and Donald Fagen way back when. This one's called A Horse in Town. This is WMFO in Medford. Thank you.
nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. No one, I think, is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, I think you can tune in, but it's alright. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. That is, I think I know, but yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry.
Caroline, you break my heart, Caroline. finding you again. Things that made me love you so much then, could we ever bring them back? Now they have gone. Oh Carolina, oh Carolina. We'll be right back.
distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I lived in a place called Ofusky, and I had a little girl in a hollow tree. I said, little girl, it's plain to see, ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. She said, it's hard for me to see how one little boy got so ugly. Yes, my little girlie, that might be, but there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, there ain't nobody that can sing like me. We walked down by the Buckeye Creek to see the froggy, the goggle-eyed bee, to hear that west wind whistle to the east. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. My little girlie, will you let me see way over yonder where the wind blows free? Nobody can see in our hollow tree, and there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Her mama cut a switch from a cherry tree and laid it on to she and me. Stung lots worse than a hive of bees, but there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Now I've walked a long, long ways, still look back to my tanglewood days. I've led lots of girls since then to stray, saying ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, way over yonder in the minor key, ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me.
Good morning. It's WMFO Medford. I'm Mike on the mic. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Let me tell you what I played in that last set. Started off with New Noise from Walter Becker and Donald Fagen, although it was recorded a long time ago, way before Steely Dan. That was A Horse in Town, followed up by an interesting cover by a band called Tomorrow. They decided that they would cover Strawberry Fields Forever, and they decided they'd do a great job. I agree. Then, as far as covers go, found one from Chrissy Hynde's second solo album that she did away from the Pretenders with their backup band that's called the Valve Bone Woe Ensemble. Incredible cover of Caroline No, Beach Boys, Caroline No. After that, another cover, this time a cover of The Grateful Dead from Kurt Vile and the Violators and Jay Maskus teaming up together. That was Box of Rain. And then heard from the wonderful collaboration of Billy Bragg and Wilco. That was Way Over Yonder in the Minor Key. All right, Mike, about 10 minutes left. I've only got time for just a couple more tracks. I want to start off with new noise from the band Built to Spill. They have a new album coming out, and this is the first single from it called Fake Records of Rock and Roll. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Wow. E. Steve Sadler played on this on the record.
It is WMFO in Medford. How you doing? Thanks so much for spending your Saturday morning with me and with us. Mike on the mic. I played two songs in that short set. Let me tell you what they were. Started off with New Noise from the band Built to Spill. That was a real cool track called Fake Records of Rock and Roll. And from the late, great Asa Brebner, Boston's own Asa Brebner, his record just a little while ago called Abbey Load. Yeah, it's a takeoff on the Beatles, of course. Showdown and the Hoedown Tonight. Miss you, Asa. Happy to still have your music to play. All right. Thanks again. As I said, I'm Mike on the mic. This is WMFO Medford from home. Really appreciate your listening. And if they let me, you'll find me here again next week, next Saturday, on WMFO at 9 a.m. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.